There are three times that Maisa Behemah is considered Bagoyrin. Gurin is a barn, and you have this terminology by Tevel, by Trumas and Maisers that become Mukhuiv, and the Shem Tevel is Kal on them, when they're Nichnas Lagoyrin, when they're already a final product. So the terminology is used over here for a special Gzeres Chachom. Maisa Behemah doesn't create Tevel. That means that animals, yeah, there's a mitzvah, say a chiv, we described a few mishnas ago, to be mafish maisa behemah, to be makriv. But there's no din that the animal is tevel until it's hufrash, until it goes through the process of having one of its own hufrash l'maisa behemah. It's not tevel. Chazal, however, created a goyrin, they created a zman, that after that time, one should not shecht any of the animals, or get rid of any of the animals without being mafish maisa behemah. So what are these three times of the year that there's a chalos goyrin by maisa behemah? You would want to add also, l'mashal, let's say, maisa ksofim, which doesn't have a makor in the Mishnayis. Maisa ksofim is maybe a takona, maybe there is a makor midaraisa from Yaakov Avinu, but it's not a din that has a chalos tevel. There are those that were makbid not to spend money unless Maisa was already taken off. I was one time in the house by Abchaim Zichron Levrocha, Abchaim Kanievsky, and Kanir, there was a Kpeda that they were makbid in the house. And it's bedoyme to taking this Gzeres Chachomim of making a Tevel Azah, even in a place where the Torah doesn't make an Isser Lehishtamish. There's only a din to take off. So there's such a chumra to do that with Maisa Ksofim, certainly not Minadin. So the three times of the year where there's a shame goyrin, with its also to shech, to use the behemois, is b'prois ha-pesach. Prois always means a lashon of half. So it means half of the tkufa before Pesach. The tkufa before Pesach, the zman achon, is 30 days, shleishim emked machag. So this is half of that, which means the last day of Ador is after that, is 15 days to Pesach. B'proiso atzeres, 15 days before Chag HaShavuos, u'b'proiso Chag, half of 30, 15 days before Chag HaSukkos, which is what, the last day of Elul, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azai Omer, the three is Be'esim V'tisha Ba'adar, Be'echad B'sivan, Be'esim V'tisha Ba'av. So here we have a few discrepancies. Be'esim V'tisha Ba'adar, that we had according to Rabbi Akiva also. Be'echad B'Sivan is only a few days before. It's not 15 days before Sivan. And also, Be'esim V'tisha B'Av is a full month before Rosh Hashanah, a month and a half before Sukkot. So it's a completely different date. So the reasoning for Rabbi Akiva is like this. The shtega was the Rav brings from the Gemara is that even though the Isser Goyrin, the Tevel, sort of Ma'aseh Behemah is chal on these three dates, till then a person is allowed to shecht or use the behemahs or sell them. After that, the person shouldn't ruin the flock. He shouldn't shech them or sell them. They should be oimid to be nichnas ladir l'sase. But many people would be nimna, altsamidus chasidus, of not selling behemos even before the date. Behemos before they went through the deer l'sase, they would not sell. And the problem was that before Yom Tov, there's a very large need of animals to be sold because people bring korbanos in Yom Tov. Therefore, Chazal established the three dates 15 days before each Yom Tov. This way, come Yom Tov in Yerushalayim, there would be an influx of animals that would be nisaser, and then everybody would take off Ma'isa Behemah. That was the date. And then after that, the behemahs were available to Mechira. Now, we will add that the reason why it's called Beprois, is because there is no specific calendar date. Remember then, the times of the Beis HaMikdash, all these months, Adar, with Iyar, with Elul, could be 29 days or 30 days. Samela, there was no specific date. It's called 15 days before the last day of Adar, 15 days before Atzeres. That means you're going to know when it is because it'll be the 35th day of the Omer. But the calendar date you won't have by Shavuos because Nisan and Iyar could be Molech, could be Chasa. And also the last day of El. That's according to Rebbe Akiva. Ben Azai Omer. Ben Azai Shita goes like this. the 29th day of Adar, he holds that Chodesh Adar, the Chodesh Adar, which is Samach Nisan, not Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, is always 29 days. That's the Takana Kavua. And therefore, it's going to be 15 days. It's better than the same Zman. So Mele, he gives a calendar day, 29th day of Adar. Rabbi Kiva Grada holds that there's no such Takana. Chodesh Adar could be Mole, could be Chosa. That's why he doesn't mention the date. He calls it Preis HaPesach. Echad B'Sivan, according to Ben Azai, the idea is the same, that it should be Shayich to the behemoths that can and will be sold before Yom Tov. However, the Mitzius is that less animals are born that time of the year. So mainly, if you're going to be Ma'aseh them 15 days before Shavuos, they'll all be sold before. So when Yidden come up to Yerushalayim, which is going to be Samuch to Shavuos, there's not going to be enough animals. Therefore, they established it very close to Shavuos, not full 15 days before. This way, there should still be an influx of fresh schara onto the market to be available to the other regal. The 29th day of Av, instead of the last day of Elul. Here we have another machlekes, which is also brought in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. Legabi the Rosh Hashanah, Lemaisa Behema. And the shal is, what's the Rosh Hashanah? Differentiating between Chodesh and Yoshon, that you don't put the two herds together. Is it on Rosh Chodesh Elul or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Ben Azai, the Mufashim explained from the Gemara, has a sofik, and therefore you're going to be Ma'aser, the behemoths of Elul b'fnei atzmom, because the Shaila of Chodesh or Yoshon, and therefore the new year, Legabi, the third part of the year, will start on the last day of Av, because Rosh Chodesh Elul, by him is already Chash, that's a Shana Chodesh, and then it's Mina Chodesh Ala Yoshon. Eblazav Reb Shimon Aimrim, there's a third opinion over here. Be'echad b'nisan, be'echad b'sivan, be'esim v'tisha be'elu. The echad b'nisan over here is based on the Zman again, which is Koidim le'Pesach. And it's the same idea of making the behemoth available. What by him is Somach v'nir to Pesach. So the Gemara brings a day over here that, even though we mentioned before, Befrois is half the Zman ha'chon of Pesach, which is 30 days, because Shloshim Yom Kedem HaChag, the Shreilim V'Darshim. He holds, there's another Tana that darshins the Pasuk differently. It's Gemara Pesachim Davov. Holds like Reb Shimon Gamliel that holds Shreilim B'Hilchas Pesach, not 30 days, but 2 weeks. So 2 weeks, that's the Zman HaChona. And because of that, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is 14 days before the Shechitas Korban Pesach. That is the Zman for Samach L'Pesach, the Gabi Ma'aseh Behema. Be'echad B'Sivan. On that, they're holding like Ben Azai. They're not holding that it's 14 or 15 days before. They're holding that it's a very short period, and he calls that Echad B'Sivan. Be'esim V'Tisha Be'elul, here, L'Chayru, what they're holding, is they're holding like Rebbe Kiva. So they're holding that the Zman HaChonah before Yom Tov is 14 days. It should be on Rosh Hashanah, because that's 14 days before Sukkot. Why would you mention Be'esim V'Tisha Be'elul? So on that, the Mishnah gives a very posh to Hezber. The reason why they give it the name Esim V'Tisha Be'el is Neshu Yom Tov. V'yav Shalasa B'Yom Tov. Who's going to be Misasik? You can't be Misasik. You're not allowed to be Misasik in Afroshas Ma'aseh Behema on Yom Tov. So therefore, Lefiko, Chakdimu Be'Esim V'Tisha Be'el. That's a technical detail. Reb Meir Oimer, Be'echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah L'maiseh Behema. This is the Mishnah in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah that makes this one of the Rosh Hashanahs. According to Reb Meir, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year. But what's the Rosh Hashanah? The beginning of the year, Ma'aseh Behema is Be'echad Be'el. And this is like Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. They hold that's Be'echad B'Tishrei. Sorry, it's not like Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon say Be'echad B'Tishrei. They say, he says Be'echad Be'el, which was the suffix of Ben Azai, whether it's like this Shita or that Shita. And that's why Ben Azai Mehalulian Misasim Bifnei Atzmon, because it's a Sofik had a Paschal. That's his sheet. The Mishnah goes weiter in Mishnah Vov. Kolan Elodin Be'echod B'Tishrei Ad Esim V'Tishrei Be'elul Harei Elul Mitzdarfen. Everybody, all the animals that are in that time period of Goyrin are Mitzdarf together. And here we have till the end of the year. Chamisha, what happens if you have 5 behemoths Lifnei Rosh Hashanah? The Chamisha L'Achar Rosh Hashanah. 5 behemoths are born before Rosh Hashanah, 5 behemoths are born after Rosh Hashanah. Whatever that Rosh Hashanah is, either Rosh Chodesh El or Rosh Chodesh Ishta, depending on the Shita. Ain't a mitzvah from, because that's Chodesh Alei Yoshan, like we said, it has to be that is crap. Chamisha lufnei ha-goyrin v'chamisha la'ach ha-goyrin, and five of them were born before the goyrin and five after the goyrin, in that year, ha-re'elu mitzafin. The goyrin just means that's when you have to be mafish and you shouldn't sell or shech to any of the behemoths. But it doesn't mean that it's chodesh and yoshin, even though they're different time frames. Im kein, loma nema sholosh goronis l'maisa behema, sha'at shalah higia l'goyrin, the din of the goyrin is that until that time, mutil limka v'lishkot, like we just said, higia ha-goyrin lo yishkot. After that, it's a din d'rabbanan not to sell and not to get rid of it. They made it like tevel mid'rabbanan, like we said. V'im shochat poter. If he shechted, it's about it's not osur and there's no ramifications. It's a lachat chiller. How Chazal shtel davek seder in this din.